Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline as we continue to figure out not just what the Packers are up to, but how the rest of the draft, especially from picks 1 to 11, before the Packers do pick at 12 if they don't move, is going to shake out. Mike, thanks for a couple minutes. How you been?
Hey, Mike.
I've been great. Thanks for having me out, Bill.
All right, the way you guys got this mock draft, what are you guys thinking with the Packers pick here? The first one, the one at 12.
That one's a really hard one to peg down because I think a lot of things could happen in front of them. I think a lot of quarterbacks could be off the board, so realistically some talent could fall to them. I think they'd be where the talent's going to be is on the defensive side of the ball in terms of whether it's an interior rusher like Ed Oliver falling all the way to them, an edge rusher like Brian Burns, someone like that I feel like could be the pick, or if it's an offensive lineman, I think could be as well. Jonah Williams would make a ton of sense if he's still there on the board.
Would you see a scenario where they draft a tight end? I think that's the big question mark. We just talked to one of our Packer guys, says if they go offense there, it's going to be linemen. Doesn't see them drafting a tight end. Do you fall in that camp?
I think 12 is just far too high to be taking a tight end. The position just doesn't have a ton of value in a lot of offenses in the NFL. It's hard to project from college to the NFL. I just don't see the huge difference between a guy like it would be TJ Hockenson if they're taking a tight end there. I don't see a huge difference between him there and someone like maybe Jay Sternberger from Texas A&M who you'd be getting in the third round. I just don't think it's that big of a positional difference. So if they are going somewhere, I would hope it's offensive line or defensive line, but I could see it. I mean, TJ Hockenson's getting a lot of hype now to go pretty high.
And I guess this is about Michael Cohen, who's our Green Bay insider. Is it because people look at Hockenson as being the next Gronk?
That's the thing. I think people fall in love with these tight ends because of a few highlight reel plays in college, mm-hmm. the fact that he's a complete tight end, can block as well, but calling him the next Gronk is a lot. That's a stretch for me. To me, he's more like a Tyler Eifert in terms of a good red zone threat, solid, contested catch guy, but I don't think he's anything special athletically. Didn't test so at the combine, and not necessarily your go-to guy that you can move around and do pretty much everything in your offense.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Packers were pretty active in free agency, especially trying to bolster some of the defensive positions, a couple of edge guys, a safety. How much do you think their involvement in free agency would impact what they do in this draft?
I think it has a big impact. I think it basically opened up the options for them in the first round. And with all these picks at the top of the draft, you don't have to go somewhere. You're not pigeonholed into drafting an edge rusher, say, if Bosa, Allen, Brian Burns, Montez Sweat all go off the board before you. You don't have to reach for a guy that you wouldn't have otherwise wanted to draft. So I think it was a very different from what we've seen in the past from the Packers, and set them up very well for, with how much draft capital they have here on the first day.
All right. I mean, this draft is going to be very interesting. I think we all think Kyler Murray is going to go with number one. Anything that you could see, obviously a trade shakes up everything, but anything that you could see maybe out of the ordinary that could happen in the first round?
Well, yeah, I think what I touched on earlier, I think a lot of the quarterbacks will go. I think as much as it's been rumored as a down class, and I think it is a down class, I don't trust any guy really in this class after Kyler Murray. You still have a ton of quarterback needy teams. You still have teams in big need at the most valuable position in the game, and there's talent with this quarterbacks, with Drew Lock, with Daniel Jones, with Dwayne Haskins. They're just deeply flawed. There's some fatal flaws to all of them that I just don't want to trust and put my, sort of pin in saying he's going to be my guy for the next 3 to 4 years, which is what teams are going to be doing when you're drafting them top 10. But I see a lot of teams, Broncos, Redskins, Giants, probably going that route.
What are the Cardinals up to? A lot of mocks are going to take Kyler Murray, and that seems to be the consensus there. They do have Josh Rosen. We know Kingsbury's infatuation with Murray. But I would think, wouldn't you have gotten more value from Rosen if you traded him? If you're going to take Murray, wouldn't you have gotten some more value earlier? Now you're going to be pressed, or maybe they want a competition. I don't know. How do you see that playing out with Arizona?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think you still value your asset. You still put a good deal of work in with Rosen. There's nothing, there's no shame in saying we're going to have a competition with him and Kyler Murray come camp, and then best guy wins. You know, the more chances you can take at quarterback to get your guy, the better. You just need to have one who's good. So giving up on him and just cutting bait, if it's not worth, you know, getting your value back for him, I wouldn't just go, you know, flip him for a late second round pick just because you have Kyler Murray now. You can have both on your roster. So I think from that perspective, the Cardinals should wait if they're not getting their value back. And we've seen it. I mean, if Teddy Bridgewater shares an ACL or whatever, something like that, again, you can get some quarterback needy team who gets desperate right around season, and maybe the trade value all of a sudden goes up.
Quinnen Williams is, I think he's another interesting out of Alabama, the defensive end. He's really high up in the draft. He's been moving around a little bit. Where do you see him, and what kind of impact player do you think he's going to be?
I think he's about as safe a thing as there is in the NFL draft this year. I get that he's only played one season, and that's always a little weary, but he's played one season in the SEC along the line of scrimmage where you get a ton of reps that you get to see, and he was as dominant a player as we've ever seen, highest grade we've ever given to a defensive tackle in our 5 years of grading college football. So there's a lot to like about him, freakishly athletic as well. I think he is a pretty much lock to go top five at this point. I would imagine if he's sitting there on the board after, I think Murray Bosa is pretty much locked in at 1-2. I'd be hard-pressed to see the Jets pass on him with just how much, just how safe a thing he is at this point.
Talking with Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. With the Packers, they've got this draft now to complement free agency. They've got a new coach. They've got Aaron Rodgers. Assuming that Rodgers plays the full year, what do you think is like the floor for them and then the ceiling? So what's the worst that they could be this year, and then what's maybe their best-case scenario?
Best-case scenario, I think the team has all the talent to get back to the levels we've seen from them in recent years in terms of, you know, double-digit wins. I think it could be a 12-13 win team if things go right. It's obviously a tough division now in the NFC North. A lot of competition there, but I think they clearly have, you know, on both sides of the ball, just very few holes now in a very up-and-coming secondary that you had another piece. You had a safety to that mix. Another one in the draft here, you could have the makings of something special on that back end. So from a passing game and stopping the pass perspective, they're as good as anyone in the NFC North right now, I would imagine. So I'd put them there. That's probably their ceiling floor. I just think with Aaron Rodgers, if you can get him rejuvenated, you know, just cure some of those issues we've seen in recent years with the throwaways, holding on to the ball, if that new offense can get a little more out of him, I think your floor is something around 8-8. I just don't see this being a bad football team like the ones we've seen in recent years.
Mike, appreciate it. Good stuff over at Pro Football Focus, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for having me, fellas.
Thank you.
Mike Renner joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. We'll get more draft preview. Ross Tucker will join us, one of our Radio.com sports insiders, around 9:30. Want to remind you guys that Harry's has a great offer for new subscribers. I became a new subscriber about a year and a half ago. Thankfully, I did. You spend about 3,000 hours of your life shaving. Chuck.
What happened there?
The mic fell off.
Oh, your mic fell off. Okay. Just hold it up with your hand.
I will.
That's happened before.
I'm commenting on it because you looked at me like I killed someone.
Well, yeah. That was between you and I.
I know.
I was just starting to play on. I wasn't going to say anything.
I know, but it really like shook me.
Okay.
To my core. You know what else shakes me to my core, Freems? Bad razors.
Bad razors, bad drafts.
Bad drafts.
Yeah.
Bad razors. So go with razors that are a better option, Harry's razors. Harry's was founded by two regular guys that were just like us, tired of paying for overpriced gimmicks. You know those commercials. Hey, try this razor. It's got a vibrating head. What does that mean? Hey, look at this handle. It looks like a spaceship. Cool. Does it help me shave better? No, those were some of the tactics that the leading brands have used to overcharge us for years. So the guys that founded Harry's knew there had to be a better way. They wanted to keep prices low. They wanted a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. And that's what they've come up with. They've got 100% quality guarantee. So when you get these sent to your house, if you don't like it, you send it back. No harm, no foul. But to get this to your house, it's not really going to cost you that much either. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code BART at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code BART at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com, use the code BART today, join the millions and millions of guys who have tried Harry's. Use the code BART at checkout to claim your offer. Again, send it right to your house in no time. You can subscribe and get it regularly if you want, but just to try it, all it's going to cost you is $3. We spend so much time shaving. Why waste it with a bad razor? Get on board with the 10 million guys and join Harry's.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.